So to undertake this spiritual journey, what is required? Zalman talked about doing our philosophical homework. That is, now instead of just reading People magazine, New York Times, whatever, Variety, start to look for those kinds of literature, resources, books that reflect about these issues of metaphysics, of who you are and what you're doing here. If you have a religious context, do it through your religious context. Read Rabbi Nachman, read the Baal Shem Tov, read etc. Or read St. Augustine, or etc. Recognize the stages of life and honor them, which I would almost do if I could find them. Well, see, I can't honor them because there they are. Confucius said, at 15 I set my heart upon learning. At 30 I had planted my feet firm upon the ground. At 40 I no longer suffered from perplexities. At 50 I knew what were the biddings of heaven. At 60 I heard them with a docile ear. At 70, I could follow the dictates of my heart, for what I desired no longer overstepped the boundaries of right. Now, a lot of people talk about old people don't have to give up their sexual appetites. You don't, but when they fall away, what a blessing. How much free time you have. I never knew. I mean, I don't want to say undercut the game of old people are sexy. I think that's wonderful, and it is sensual, and it's all great. But my God, you don't even have to keep playing with toys all your life. There are other business you have. Don't denigrate it by saying, I failed because I can't get it up, or I can't make it, or I can't do this. I mean, that's absurd. Well, that's going to certainly... So recognizing and honoring stages of life is extremely important. Look at change itself and reflect about that, as we have been doing here. See how, as I've talked about, losing your hearing as a value, not a loss. See how you can use your aging as a vehicle to help you in your spiritual work, rather than being something that's an obstacle. Recognizing in yourself the conflicting forces. The forces that make you want to stay effective in the world, having love and friendship and all of that, and the other part that wants to be contemplative and go inside, and really give that contemplative inside part some space. Water it a little bit. Give it some sunlight to grow, instead of treating it as, oh God, I don't want to go out today, as if it's some kind of an error. Give yourself psychologically the opportunity to grieve for the end of dreams, for the end of childhood, for all the people that go away, for the loss of each thing, thing upon thing upon thing. The loss of competence, the loss of people, the loss of lifestyle, the loss of your body functioning, etc. Stop feeding the drama of aging. Your denial of aging or your milking of it by being so attached to it are both getting in the way of realizing that who you are has no age. Who you are is in a body that has age, it's in a personality that is aging and changing, but you yourself aren't. Reflect about death and become friendly with it. Find a community around you of people who would like to really grow inwardly, if you're lucky enough to find them. They're called satsang or sangha or the family or the community of spirit. If you don't, then you've got books of tzaddiks, of staritzes, of wise women, of all of that. Tune back into nature more deeply so you can feel the cycles, the natural cycles of which your body and your personality are a part. Find practices of meditation. Meditation on impermanence, meditation on suffering and the end of suffering, meditation on non-self, meditation on dependency. Learn how to act in the world in a caring and compassionate way without being trapped in being the actor, by using it all to go inward more deeply, more deeply. Just to give you just a flavor, I'm about to draw to a close here. These are the kind of spiritual teachings I work with. You should rest in naturalness. Clear, empty, and naked mind essence, free from any concerns. Just rest in your awareness. When your body falls sick, don't indulge in it, but rest in naturalness. Look into the painful sensation itself. The pain doesn't cease. However, you will directly realize the innate state of awareness, free from any thought about where it hurts, what it hurts, how it hurts, as well as the object of the pain. At that moment, the sickness grows less intense and becomes more insubstantial. Regard disturbing emotions from within the space of emptiness. Any disturbing emotion that may arise is wisdom the moment you relax in naturalness. Look directly into it. Don't deliberately reject it or regard it as a fault or indulge it in concreteness or even regard it as a virtue. Just look at it and keep coming back into spaciousness. Come back into spaciousness. The result of the kinds of spiritual work I'm talking about is that you are growing towards being equanimous, peaceful, where you see that the process of the aging is itself the creative act. And you see the way in which you are your own creation. And when you are creating from peace and equanimity and the quiet spaciousness of being in love in the universe, the unity of the universe, you become a wise elder into the society. When you are dependent on others, the way in which you are dependent is a message to other people to help them get free of their fear of dependency. The people I work with who are dying, I have to tell you, are my great teachers. They are people who, in the way they work with these processes, keep teaching me. So understand that Mahatma Gandhi's line, he was on a train, it was rolling out of the station, a reporter rushed up and said, "Mahatmaji, give me a message to take back to the people." He had just time to scribble on a paper bag, he handed out the bag, and it said, "My life is my message." I invite you to look at your life and see what message it is you are. And when you find that part of you that is afraid, that is caught in time and that which changes, get to work. There's no better time to do it than now. Thank you.